From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News reports that just three votes separate the candidates for Ulster County District Attorney after the first round of vote counting November 5th. Republican Michael Cavanaugh leads Democrat David Clegg by three votes. Clegg's campaign said November 6th that with, and I quote, thousands of absentee ballots still remaining to be counted, he is not conceding the closely contested race, end quote. There were eight write-in votes for other candidates besides nearly 50,000 cast for Cavanaugh and Clegg. Clegg lost the Democratic primary election last year for the congressional seat Antonio Delgado eventually won. In Catskill, just two votes separate Republican Dale S. Finch and incumbent Doreen Davis, a Democrat, in their election for town supervisor. Typically, it takes more than a week for election officials to count absentee ballots. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Kayla Harris in the Times Union rounds up New York politicians' reactions to President Donald Trump formally telling the United Nations November 4th that the United States will pull out of the Paris Agreement on climate change. New York Senator Chuck Schumer wrote, and I quote, "Future generations will look back on President Trump's decision as a dramatic step backward in the fight to address the climate crisis that will hurt our planet, our economy, and our national security for decades to come." Senate Democrats continue to stand with the vast majority of Americans who are demanding their elected officials stop kowtowing to corporate polluters and take action to address the mounting threat posed by climate change, end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam who represents Albany County and the 20th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "While the Trump administration wastes precious time denying the scientific realities of climate change, Americans are fleeing its devastating effects in the form of wildfires, flooding, and storms unlike anything we have seen before. Decades of science-based evidence have made clear that bold action is necessary to prevent the deadliest and most costly effects of climate change," end quote. Governor Cuomo chimed in, saying, and I quote, "New York and states across the country are witnessing firsthand the effects of climate change as we struggle to combat extreme weather and devastating wildfires," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that State Senator James Seward, who represents Schoharie and Delaware counties and the 51st Senate District, is taking more time off after the cancer he had in 2016 has reoccurred, his office announced on November 6. Seward said, and I quote, "My physicians have recommended a series of treatments over the next several weeks that will limit my ability and curtail my normal active district schedule. While I will be taking some time off to concentrate on getting better, my offices will remain open and my capable staff will continue to assist constituents with their state-related needs," end quote. Seward is a Republican with a large district stretching across central New York. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency chairperson is complaining about a new state law that gives the public better access to IDA meetings. Randall Levert said, and I quote, "We have a new requirement that we have to figure out how to do the live streaming and videotape of all of our meetings going forward," end quote. He says the Ulster County IDA is paying, and I quote, "like $2,000 a meeting," end quote, with companies interested in making more taxpayer money by providing live streams and recordings of public meetings. WGXC works with the town of Catskill and city of Hudson to provide web streams of meetings at no cost. The new law requires industrial development agencies to show regular meetings and public hearings, and I quote, "in real time," end quote, and archive videos of meetings and hearings on their websites within 5 business days. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. Local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.